98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Thought of an idea.
Go on.
Get a bowl and we write as many ideas as we can. Whatever that is, whatever pops into your head, and you put it in the bowl, and then we start the podcast, and then every podcast we take a topic out of the bowl.
I like that idea.
And then we can talk about whatever comes out.
Do you want to do one now?
No. It started later.
It's tomorrow or something.
Started tomorrow.
Okay.
Inaugural. Inaugural. Inaugural launch.
Sure.
Inaugural.
I like,
yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Is it? So the weekend that just went by.
The weekend that was.
I was tempted to barbecue because the sun was so nice, but it was bleeding freezing outside. But Lisa's brother Ivan, you know Ivan with his broken arms.
And the guy who broke his arm skiing.
Yeah. He barbecued. But I was thinking, it's too early to barbecue. They were freezing.
No, there's nothing wrong with barbecuing. The taste is so much nicer in charcoal.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking of you. I knew you'd talk about barbecuing or cutting the grass. I've lost my own bet because I cut my grass and I was doing it and I was like, Cooper's going to talk about cutting the grass because it's getting that time.
I've cut my grass 4 times
already. You haven't talked about it.
Yeah, because I know it annoys you.
No, as in, I was waiting for it because it's, you know, as long as you don't talk about it too much, you can talk about cutting the fucking grass. But
I need to trim my bush.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Be careful.
Me Red Robin.
Be careful. All of the be carefuls. But I'm looking forward to getting a fire pit, getting some scented wood, getting some marshmallows going, getting a few chairs, get the grass grown properly.
Yeah.
I'm going to corner it off. Nothing or nobody is allowed to go on it unless I say.
Are you going to seed it?
I seeded it yesterday.
And what did you do when you seeded it?
So normally, what I do is I rake that jays out of it, get rid of all the dead crap, put the seeds down and put stuff on top of it and then stamp it down.
You stamp it down.
Oh, yeah, right. I got to stamp it down because that's how seeds were made. Sure. Yeah. Little cow legs trotting on it. But I, to be fair, didn't do it properly. The more I'm thinking about it now, I didn't have any soil to put on top of it. So I just.
You don't need to put soil on top of it.
You sure?
Yeah, just trample it down and.
But the birds not bleed need the thing.
There's a risk of that, and the birds are nesting at the moment, so they're going to be out and about.
Another thing.
What? The cows on my Instagram.
No.
Oh.
You know, you're always. I'm sure you can get to that. You know, you're always talking about don't be using chemicals on the. On the bees and everything. What's it called again? Insecticide.
Yeah, you can get insecticide, which isn't harmful to bees.
I watched a video on what they used to do in the 60s, and they go around with insecticide mist, and the trucks would bellow it out the back, and people would run through it, thinking that it was a cure for polio, which was running rampant at the time. And they'd be like, breathing in, woohoo! And it was like a thing that kids do and adults do because it was the. And it turns out it caused cancer and everything.
Oh my God.
So it's illegal now. Can't, it's mad to think that, like, back then, woohoo! And then, oh yeah, you died.
Also, you know, a lot of people hate dandelions. You know dandelions.
The yellow things.
Yeah. They encourage you to leave them for the moment.
Them? Huh? Who hates them?
Some people do. They see the dandelions growing up through their lawn. They're like, they go out and pick them. But they're great for brilliant for pollination.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did come across a flower which I've never seen. It's a wild flower, and I've heard about it. And it's called honeysuckle. And we went for a walk up the fields with the dogs there. And Lisa's dad's like, here, Max, grab one of those honeysuckles there, and you take it, and you take the head off it, and you literally suck the nectar out of it, and it's a little sweet burst. Really, really nice.
It's gas.
If I can get some, I'll bring some in and you can have a little try.
I knew a few honeysuckles in college.
Yeah.
Enjoy the best bits of the Big Breakfast.
Subscribe. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. So, love tonight at 98 FM. It's 6:15. Good morning.
So bizarre. Sorry, what's the name of the show?
The Big Breakfast.
Who's away? Who's away?
Was it two?
No, you really want to say it. There you go. Got to get that name in. You won't know who we are after 3 years. And if you're new to the show, you're not allowed to know who we are anyway. It's all a mystery.
Who are those two idiots?
It's a bit weird that Georgie covered a news story, which I was literally quite happy with, on the way into work. So I was thinking of something, and I was like, yeah, that's a good thing. Come into work, Georgie starts reading the news and she's talking about the thing I was thinking about, and it's not a good thing.
What was it that she was talking about?
Weird, I know, right? The trains. Public transport.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mindless a car today. The missus has taken it to middle of nowhere land to go visit her mam. So I have to get a train back to Leakslip. And so I have to walk a little bit to Connolly,
and pay for a train, and it goes literally to the top of my estate. And I was like, geez, that's handy, isn't it? That's very, it's a very good service. It goes, it stops a few times, but that's fine. Mm. It's very cheap, and it's very comfortable and quiet. And then come in, news story. Ah, people won't take public transport during the weekends. We should make it for free. Ah, or we should at least lower it then on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, but it's already really cheap. It's already, what is it, like two something to get back to my house? That's nothing, isn't it? I think it is. Jeez, I could be totally wrong. But as far as I remember, it was very, and I remember going, jeez, that's cheaper than a car.
And what time did you get the train in this morning?
Oh, well, you see, I had to get here via a taxi.
Ah.
So I used the motor car.
Okay.
But the whole train system is quite, I quite enjoy the train system.
So you're looking forward to getting the train home today?
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. Do you know what it is? It's okay, sorry, I just totally copped it. See, this is why I enjoy radio, because you come to a conclusion at the very end of your sentence. When you're forced to do something every day,
yeah,
and pay for it and squish yourself into those little sardine cans and come to work and then do the same going home in the cold or whatever, it's horrible. If it's a treat, it's going to be nice. So it's a treat for me to go on the train.
Are you looking forward to it? Are you going to be good?
I am actually looking forward to it, yeah.
Is there a catering car?
That's on the long haul trains.
So there's one to my house.
Stop living in the middle of nowhere.
Here's Birdie. Keep your head up. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Is there long haul trains? 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. Calvin Harris, Giant in 98 FM. It's 6:24. Good morning.
Morning.
Have you been following the press conferences for Avengers Endgame?
And the lack of chairs?
Yes.
I enjoy that.
Is that a? So I wanted to ask you, was that a huge spoiler?
No, because, well, the posters are the huge... This is what I was talking about last week, do you remember?
Mm.
I said, don't look at the posters, because the posters say who's alive and who's dead.
I didn't even see the poster.
Good. Well, the chairs have kind of done the same thing.
Because if it was just a press conference, like, here's everybody that's in the movie, mm-hmm. Fine, and there's everybody. But they've done the... If you haven't seen it yet, they've literally got all the chairs and the Avengers that are still alive, who didn't die mm-hmm. in the last one, are sitting there, and in between them are empty chairs. Mm. So are they saying that they're going to be grand, they're going to be sitting there for maybe another movie, like maybe Captain America 3 or no. Iron Man 18?
They're just trying to be clever, I think. I would love to be one of the fallen.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to do the stupid press tour. They have to go on a world tour.
yes.
You get off it. Like, there's a clip of Chadwick Boseman, who plays Black Panther.
Mm.
And he was like, so what can you tell us about Black Panther 2? And he's like, I'm dead. What do you mean? And he won't answer. He keeps going, I'm dead.
Nice.
He's holding me. He's very good.
I say, isn't there another Spider-Man movie coming, though, after it?
I have so many questions, yeah. I don't get it.
I don't know why they would have promoted that before the Avengers.
You're so right.
Did you hear any of the audio from the press conference?
No, is it good?
Chris Evans, who plays the Cap, Captain Marvel,
yeah.
Nearly let something slip, and basically they buzzed him. They buzzed him.
Okay.
All right, so this is... Have a listen.
I think just the completion of the arc. I mean, well, that's safe to say, right? That this movie does kind of provide kind of an ending to a lot of.
So he said this movie kind of provides an ending, and they went.
Oh,
like somebody give Scarlett Johansson the microphone,
please.
April 25th, not long to go.
How long? How many days is that?
It's the 8th today, so do the math.
Oh, wow.
So if you haven't seen Captain Marvel yet, you got to go see it.
People are already asking me to get them tickets. I was like, are you kidding me? I could barely get my left leg a ticket.
Yeah, I'm paying you €250 for your second ticket only.
It's on eBay.
Is it? It's Samantha Mumba. I always come back to your love on 98FM at 6:26. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
707 on 98FM. It's Mark Ronson. Good morning.
Ireland's Got Talent.
That's right. It came back for season two because they didn't find enough talent the first time round. Now, I have dipped my toe into this, but people are annoyed. So the winner of Ireland's Got Talent was announced last night. And it was great. Look, have a listen to the moment. This seems like a really nice thing.
Congratulations, PSD. How do you feel?
Thank you. Everybody that voted, thank you so much. It meant the world. And we love you all. And thank you so much. We love you.
Now, isn't that lovely? That's cute. That's brilliant. They put in a load of work and everybody's happy. And
Season 3 on the way.
There we go. That's 2 years in a row, Dance Troupe. A big Dance Troupe has won, isn't it?
Exactly. What? People are
if you stretch it out, yeah, you can't get in trouble for
if
it.
If you string it out even. Yeah, because it's the second time that's happened. People are taking to social media to say how ridiculous that is. For instance, I love this. This is one of my favourite tweets. A guy called Billy says, of course, if a dance troupe with 5,000 people enter the competition, they have 5,000 family members that are going to vote for them. So people claiming that there was more there to vote for if you have a million people in your dance troupe.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's just a TV show with a bunch of kids enjoying themselves, dancing and stuff, you know?
That's what I say. Yeah, no, I think you're totally right. And there was a load of talent. What I loved about Ireland's Got Talent is that it wasn't embarrassing. There wasn't anybody there jumping over a sweet brush. You know what I mean? Like, you remember that craze?
Oh my God, the crazy guy, yeah, with the sweeping brush. That's not an easy dance, Luke.
But my point is, there was actual talent. So I commend everybody who entered it. It would look a really good show, really well made.
At least we got two ups on the Brits. A dog didn't win ours.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Twice.
Yeah, yeah. Has Britain Got Talent? No, but a dog that lives there does. I'm sorry, by the way, if I spoiled the Ireland. We just got a text here saying, lads, I hadn't watched it. Sorry. It was a dance troupe again. We picked the winner at Keelan's competition in about 3 minutes.
It's Tyre Cruz Dynamite. It's 10 past seven. 98FM's Big Breakfast. I came to dance.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Ava Max, Weak But Psycho on 98FM. It's 7:45 on Monday morning on the Big Breakfast.
So we got a WhatsApp in here about a half an hour ago from a disgruntled listener. I think is how you would put it, isn't it? And it says, who is the imposter doing the Brennan's Bread ad? Where's the original Owlad gone? Who's doing the ad since 1901? I'm genuinely upset here. Like, that's my childhood they're messing with. Got really into it. So I found the ad you were talking about, and it sounds like this.
Did you hear the nipper arrived early? Says old Mr. Brennan. Baba and Mam doing well, says I. Ah, yeah. But like the jar, says he.
Says he?
Very good.
It's very much, you
know. Ronnie Drew kind of coming out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of Dubliners. Yeah. So that's the ad we're currently playing. And then this is an ad from like 2005.
Brennan's. Today's bread today.
So, I'm not totally sure they've changed the person. It's very similar, but it did lead us on to the question of those, maybe the TV show that you watched as a kid and it kept going as you got older. Maybe you had kids and they changed the actor. Now you have one close to your heart, Steve, do you?
Yeah, there's one, and now is this the original clip now here? Here we go.
Me and Kat, we both love music. We both love, like, you know, cats.
So that's Kat from Sam and Kat, and Kat from Victorious, which is played by Ariana Grande.
Okay.
That's how she sounds.
All right.
Me and Kat, we both love...
And that's how she pretty much sounded at the start of Victorious.
All right.
And then, suddenly, towards the end of Victorious and towards all of Sam and Kat's couple of seasons that they had,
uh-huh,
her voice completely changed.
My name's Kat. Like the animal. What's that supposed to mean? Nothing. I love cats.
Me too. They're so cute.
And she completely changed. She was normalish and then went scatty as hell. Like, it was mad like.
0877 98 98 98. What's your one of those? Obviously, Cooper's very upset about the Sam and Kat thing.
Oh, devastated they cancelled that show altogether. Yeah. It's One Republic. Love runs out on 98FM.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Runs out. One Republic. Love runs out on 98FM. It's just gone. 7:51. This is the Big Breakfast. It's Cooper and Luke. Hi.
So if you didn't hear, we've got a WhatsApper who is just distraught. This is Keith, still going on about how he's very upset that we have apparently changed the Brennan's Bread ad.
And that's the sport with Captain America's big ass cocktails.
No, that's just not it at all. You're still talking about Darren Cleary.
And what's even worse is the neck. The absolute neck. They haven't even remotely warned anyone. They didn't put any signage up around the city or anything to say that, listen, this is what's going to happen. They're trying to wean them out there. they're using two different Dublin lads there and they're trying to confuse this.
He goes on. That's only the start of the message. This is because apparently Keith is convinced that...
Did you hear the Nipper arrived early?
Is not Mr. Brennan. That's not Mr.
Is that the new one?
Yeah.
Did you hear the Nipper arrived early?
I don't know, Keith. I think you're going insane. But there's loads of them coming in here. Barney came in 4 or 5 times. So this is the original Barney.
I love you.
Terrifying.
You love me.
Seriously creepy. Okay, so that's that. And then this is the new one. Get ready for this.
Hello, friends. I'm so happy to see you. Oh, here's a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Not my Barney.
That's not from Barney.
Hashtag not my Barney. Yeah, so that's a new Barney. Yeah. Family Guy. So originally, it was voiced by a completely different person.
No, Mom, it's kind of cold in here.
No, no, don't touch the thermostat, Meg. Your father gets upset.
Oh, come on. This thing goes up to 90.
What about your thermostat?
That's not the Meg.
This is Meg. This is Mila Kunis.
And I'm off to Yale.
The lockmaker?
The lockmaker, where I have a minimum wage job.
There's loads. This goes all the way back to the 90s, but they changed the voice actor in the cartoon Doug and also in Hey Ireland, and I just couldn't watch it anymore.
Do you remember Hey Arnold?
Isn't he the guy with a head shaped like a football?
Yeah.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
And he had that weird infatuation with his friend who kept bullying him. I was like, just let her go. Yeah, it's a weird cartoon.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I wasn't into it.
Thank you for those.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
How is your almost to 98FM? It's 8:08.
Good morning, guys. Tom here. I'd like to play Greedy Guts if I can.
You can't.
5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Just want to explain that.
Nobody can. We're not allowed to take any new people on for today's Greedy Guts because I made an absolute beep of last week's Greedy Guts. And to highlight that, we have done a little, hey, remember on Thursday when this happened?
Good.
In what country would you find Formula Rossa, which is the world's fastest roller coaster?
Any clues?
Yeah, it's got those islands that are shaped in a palm tree.
United Arab Emirates.
United Arab Emirates.
Saudi Arabia, isn't it?
It's Dubai. So when that happened, the text line lit up, the calls started coming in, and we even got WhatsApp from children's.
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
The Rossi is
in Abu Dhabi.
Not Dubai.
Dubai.
And Dubai and Abu Dhabi are in the United Arab Emirates.
Sorry.
Even a child knows that, Luke.
Oh, my God. Like, this is bullying, right? So we have to bring back the man who was on Thursday, which is Alan. Alan, good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning.
I'm sorry, Alan.
No problem.
Oh, so sorry. I'm only human.
Yeah.
So, let's get to know you again.
Yeah, so first off, Alan, whereabouts are you working today?
I'm off today.
Oh, you're off today? Oh, yeah. Was it in preparation for the quiz, was it?
No.
Poor thing. Okay, well, we are not going to make you start at question one because that would be unfair. So we're going to start you from question three, which would be at 100 euro. As far as I know. Yeah. Start you from question three.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to skip.
100 euro.
There we go.
Best of luck, Alan.
Yeah.
Don't sound confident. You're like, he's made a buzz on Thursday, boys.
Yeah.
For 100 euro, in what country would you find Formula Rossa? Grant, that was that. Oh, so we have to move on to 250 euro.
No.
No, sure?
Yeah. I actually answered this
one. Oh, okay, sorry. Oh, we're literally starting from scratch. Okay, cool. In what country would you find Formula Rossa, the world's fastest roller coaster?
Did I give you my answer last week's one?
Yeah, the correct one.
United Arab Emirates.
There you go.
Didn't make a ball to that. Well done.
Alan, congratulations. You are now 100 euro better off. What do you want to do now? Take the money and run? Or move on to question four, which is worth 250 euro?
What sort of question is it, guys?
It's like general kind of knowledgey, music-y kind of stuff.
Yeah, go for it, please.
You go for it?
Yeah.
All right, Alan.
€250.
Best of luck.
Rihanna and Madonna both have separate songs, but they share the same name. What's the name of the song?
Alex Hills.
No, I can't really give you because I already did.
Crazy.
Why? It's Take a Bow. Madonna, Take a Bow. Alan, I'm so sorry. I couldn't give you a clue because I'd already told you what the kind of sort of subject what the question was. Yeah.
Yeah, no bother.
What an anticlimax.
I know. It's like, yeah, let's get Alan back on. No.
Sorry, Alan. We will send you out movie passes. You can go to the cinema on us.
Great stuff, lads. Thanks
no bother. Much. Thank you. And cheers for holding the line since Thursday. Okay, bye.
Yeah, he's been on hold.
It was our bill, though.
It was our bill. Yeah, it's fine. Grand.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
God damn it. Don't be giving out now. I didn't make up a hames of that, did I?
No.
98 FM's.
A record-breaking 5 nights at the Three Arena. Picture this. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Incredible. Incredible. Almost as incredible as the kids of 98 FM's Big Breakfast. These are all gas. Apologies if we didn't get time to play yours out, but we have some of the kids here giving us their news from over the weekend. We'll start with Izzy.
Hey, Cooper. Lucas, Isabel here.
Hiya.
I went to my cousin's party and her name is called Leah and it was yesterday and she was turning 10 and all my mommy's friends are listening to 98 FM so they can hear me.
Oh, never mind me and you, they want to hear Izzy.
Well, yeah, she's more important.
That's true.
Hi, my name is Curly and I'm 8 years old and on Saturday we went to Greystones and we walked to Bray.
What?
And it was 7 kilometres.
Oh, the what? The around the cliff thing?
Bray to Greystones, 7 kilometres. That's a long walk.
It's the big hill. Does it go around the hill?
Yeah.
I went there with Sandra. It's a flipping long walk. Fair play to you. You must have muscles on your legs.
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
Hi.
Today's my birthday.
Oh.
My name's Aaron.
Aaron, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Aaron.
Oh, so how old are you? You know?
Hi, I'm James. And on Saturday, I went to the wall with my brother and we were...
Hang on. The wall? The Game of Thrones wall?
We were climbing the wall.
The Game of Thrones wall that separates the White Walkers from the Free Folk.
We also went to the Hellfire Club. Oh. That was fun. And on Sunday, I went to Dundrum with my friends.
I still want to know how you got to Game of Thrones.
By the way, I'm 7.
Oh, you're 7. That was good. Yeah.
Cooper and Luke, my name's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
I'm 11 years old. And over the weekend, I went to the cinema and we saw Shazam.
What was it like?
It wasn't the best, but it was funny at a few parts.
Okay.
And that's my news. Bye.
This is an honest review of a movie.
I kind of want to bring a kids movie reviews in, where we get them to watch a movie and then they review it.
We could have a meeting on air about it right now.
Do you okay? Yeah, yeah. So I think we should do that.
Yeah.
There you go, meeting.
Hi, my name is Kendall. And yesterday I went to the classic car show with my brother Cole.
Oh, wow.
And then we came home and I found out that we're going on a big cruise ship.
Oh, sweet. Cruise ship in the swim pool. And
nice.
And I'm so excited that we started packing. That's my news for today. Bye.
Bye.
I'd be at the door with my suitcase.
Hey, Cooper and Luke.
Hello?
My name is Sophia.
Hello.
And on Saturday, I won my dance competition.
Oh, nice.
Yay!
Yay!
That reminds me of something.
Hi! I am Princess Unikitty.
Yeah!
And I welcome you all to Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Listen, same person.
And then...
Yay!
Yeah,
same person.
Thank you for those.
I like the kid who literally doesn't get involved in like phones and technology and computer games, and their entertainment was literally climbing the wall.
Yeah, but what wall? He just said the wall.
He was at the wall.
Are we supposed to know what wall he's talking about?
Is not any wall?
No, he said the wall.
The one at the end of the road, like.
Baby, I just don't get it.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Brand new day. Code Line, brand new day on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's Cooper and Luke, it's 20 to 9.
So if you were listening to Dublin Talks on Friday, you would have heard them do a very specific game. called Say What You See. Now, you love this game.
Yeah, I listen to it every Friday. Sitting in the car in traffic on the way home on a Friday, and I hear them play it, and I'll be shouting at the radio, I know what they're talking about.
So you bounded into the studio when they asked you to play Say What You See.
Yeah, Jeremy wasn't around, so Adrian Kennedy said, would you stick around till 10 to 12 to play it? And I'm like, well, show's finished at 10. Do I stick around for 2 hours?
Well, you did. And everybody in the office upstairs huddled around a little speaker, because it's always fun seeing people that are on one show interact with another show.
Hmm.
I think it's a bit of crack. You know, we're all our little own islands. It's nice to kind of hop onto someone else's island for a second.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well for you.
Why?
Well, I have the recording of what happened. I have to say that it's been slightly edited. See if you can spot the edits.
How are you doing, Adrian?
Good, thank you, Jonathan. Welcome to 98FM. And who would you like to play with, Adrian or Stephen?
Adrian, please.
Adrian, it is. John, welcome to 98FM. Who would you like to play with, Adrian or Cooper?
Yourself, Adrian.
Okay. No faith in you, Cooper.
No, I don't know why I'm about to stand behind.
Yeah. Amy, you're trying to beat a score of 8. Who do you want to play with, Adrian or Cooper?
Play with you, Adrian.
Sorry about this, Stephen. No,
right.
Nobody likes you.
Yeah.
So the edit is the music, just in case Dodgy didn't. My God, what happened?
I got to play one game, the first game, and your man got 5, which was the most anybody had gotten in ages. But obviously, anybody else who came on just didn't want to play with me at all.
Oh, the baba.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Devastated.
The baba. Look, they want to play with you here on this show, right? We all love you on this show. Don't mind Dublin talks. Dublin who?
To do who?
Yeah, exactly.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
See, Sue's sick for one day, and the Mystery Machine is kind of adapted her cold.
Oh dear, I never like doing the 9:15 Mystery Machine when it's not 9:15, because something bad happens all the time. So you can handle it. Put your gloves on and do that thing.
I don't like playing with it as an. Oh, go on.
What to say?
Okay, so remember earlier on when you were slagging me when I was on with Adrian Kennedy for Dublin Talks about Say What You See?
Yeah.
And you then took the mick out of me because nobody wanted to play with me.
Amy, you're trying to beat a score of 8. Who do you want to play with, Adrian or Cooper?
Play with you, Adrian.
Sorry about this, Stephen. Nobody likes you.
Yeah, and you said I was rubbish at the game.
Yeah.
But the person got 5. That's a record score.
Okay.
We're going to be playing Say What You See, and Darren is on the phone. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, lads.
How's
it going?
Hey, how are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm grand. Taking over. Happy Monday.
Good, happy Monday.
What's this now? So, oh, we're actually going to play the game Say What You See.
Yeah, so we're going to see. We got 60 seconds on the clock. So you are going to describe to Darren what I'm holding up in front of you. The rules are you can't say any of the words on the piece of paper that I'm holding in front of you.
Right.
And you've got to just describe it as the best you can.
I'm really bad at this game.
Well, there you go. Now you know what the pressure's going to be like.
Darren, are you any use?
I'm other than tired. Okay. I hope I'm a little bit useful.
Okay, Derek, you better be useful. I wanted to hear, yes, Luke, I am useful, and this is going to be great.
Mm.
Well, you just said you're useless at this game.
God's sake, Derek! Okay, we can do this. I have a 60-second clock here that Dublin Talks use. Do you want that one?
Yes, please.
Okay, ready? Wrecked. Pits of glass. Really tired. I'm S...
You can't spell it.
Skip the bloody thing. He's gonna
skip it.
I'm shattered. There you go. I said it. Keep going. It's a band. Irish. 5 Nights in the Three Arena.
Picture this.
There you go. Ding. If you're walking down the street in Coolock and you got your elbows up in the air and you got your chin, you're doing something with triangles and squares.
Crown shape.
There you go.
There
ding.
You go,
too. It's upside down. Women and men put this on because it's 2019 and it goes right on their mouth and this open
lipstick.
Thank you. Yes. Ding. Where you go to do musicals in America, it's like the pinnacle of
Broadway.
Yes. Ding. Come on, Cooper, what are you turning? Oh, no. It's a remake on Netflix. It used to be a really popular TV show in the 90s. Got a girl. She is a got a yes. Keep going. Girls have it when they're on their period because it helps their ovaries and they hold on to it. A hot water ball. Oh my God, pass.
No, you can't.
I just said it, Stephen. Come on.
Time's up.
No, you started, so you'll end.
No.
I don't want to.
Okay, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I never want to play that game ever again.
I think we're going to do this tomorrow morning again.
How did you not know that ladies put that because of the hot water bottle and the stuff? I thought you would have known.
I'm not a lady.
Yeah, but you're surrounded by them. They're everywhere. They're 50% of the population. Darren, thank you so much. We'll send you out movie passes.
Legend. Cheers, lad.
Okay, I love you. Bye. See you.
Bye.
See, it's not as easy as you think.
That's a dangerous game because you end up just saying what comes to your head. And in radio world, and me, it doesn't go well.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
So we've learned over the last few years.
Yeah, the upstairs are like, stop telling Luke to say stuff that comes to his brain. We've told him not to do it.
98FM's. 98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
So I may have gotten a little thing wrong. Again, wouldn't be like me, I suppose, on this show.
Yeah.
But Netflix are not making a Spider-Man Homecoming documentary. They are making a documentary on Beyoncé. Because her tour was called Homecoming.
Right.
But they had the yellow thing and everything. It looked exactly like Spider-Man. So, I mean, meh, all right, fine. 70 to April is when it's coming out. A lot of people are saying that Netflix have partnered up with Beyonce as opposed to Beyonce partnering up with Netflix. Do you know what I mean? They also did the same thing. She's got like a new clothing line and they're like, oh my God, Adidas must be so happy to work with such a big artist. It's just mad to think. But yeah, because of that massive Coachella performance, that was probably one of the best performances, to be fair, I've ever seen. They are making like kind of a documentary that was filmed on the same night. So yeah, okay. I'm kind of over Beyonce. She's too non-human at the moment. She's like this... like queen, I get that, yeah, but she's like this celestial thing now. She's like, peace be with you all.
I've never been in the kind of awness of Beyonce. In other words, it's like people get in awe of, like, there's nothing better than Super Queen sausages, and if you say anything about them, people will nearly cut your hand off. It was kind of like that for a long time with Beyonce. If you said anything about her, if you didn't like her, you'd nearly be frightened of saying it in public.
I like her and Super Queen sausages. And then this was nice. Ireland's Got Talent, turns out we do have some.
Congratulations, BST. You have just won Ireland's Got Talent.
So they were delighted. And I love Lucy Kennedy's... Talent.
On Ireland's Got Talent.
Talent. But they were delighted,
you
know.
How do you feel? Thank you. Everybody that voted, thank you so much. It meant the world. And we love you all. Oh. And thank you so much.
Oh, lovely, yeah. But people on social media claim that it's a ridiculous second year in a row that a massive dance troupe have won, and that it's unfair because they have loads of family members who have loads of friends who will vote for them, which I don't think that's how it works.
No, and I think people with opinions, you know, you're allowed of your opinion, but calm down, it's a TV show, it's an entertainment show, they're only kids, get over yourselves.
They're only children. So, yeah. Oh, he snapped his fingers, you missed it there.
Stop being trolls.
He snapped it. From that to SNL, Saturday Night Live, they had Kit Harington, who'd be Jon Snow in Game of Thrones, doing the monologue, and it was actually really funny. Emilia Clarke, who is Daenerys Targaryen, she popped up in the audience.
Oh, hey, do you remember in season 6 when we had sex?
Yes, I do.
Did you know they filmed that?
Okay.
It's great. It was really, really good. What was really awkward about that whole situation was that his actual wife, Rose, was sitting right next to Emilia Clarke, and then she piped up and said,
this is my wife, Rose. We actually met on the show.
No, but I need to ask you something, Kit.
I'm sorry, honey. I can't even tell you how Game of Thrones ends.
Oh, no, I don't care about that. I'm not a nerd. No. My question is, what are we going to do for money now? I mean, we didn't save anything, and you kept telling me, oh, I'm the king of the north. We can order Uber Eats every night.
It's actually really funny. Those full clips are on YouTube if you want to check them out. That was the gossip according to Lukey. Now I'll go and piss. Or saying, go and piss.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Sean DePaul and Blue Cantrell Breed on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's 9:38. Good morning.
So welcome to the studio, producer Suze.
Hi.
She comes in, she tells us when we're tuned. She's at home, sick in bed, listening to the show. She's obviously not that sick, huh?
She's sending us notes, little WhatsApps.
Yeah, you're doing this wrong.
Yeah.
Go back to sleep. It's not 9:30. Ugh, Annie Hoozle, you be Suze.
I be Suze. So let's go to California. where there's a vet who's got a lovely parrot. Beautiful parrot. You know, parrots can speak. They can mimic. And this vet happened to be British. And the parrot had a British accent. It was like, all right, me mucker, you know. Well, oh, Polly wants a cracker. Bangers and mash, you know. But the thing was, the vet opened the door and the parrot who was on his shoulder flew off. It's gone missing. Gone. Gonzo for 4 years. 4 years later, the parrot ends up finding his way back to the vet's gaff. And it's the exact same parrot. The vet is able to clarify this. Probably a chip or something in it. And it now speaks fluent Spanish.
I prefer Seuss. Not gonna lie. Seuss, will you come back? He's talking about parrots now.
It's a parrot.
So this parrot is now Spanish.
Yeah, so instead of, all right, bangers and mash, pollies and crackers, he's like...
You're gonna, oh, that's racist. Don't do it. You can't do a parrot Spanish accent. They'll complain.
Tacos.
Wow. Tacos is... Is that even Spanish? Mexican?
Sweater.
Stop. Someone stop him. So, could I have a question?
Yeah, of course you can.
Could it be that the parrot is in fact a different parrot?
No.
Okay.
Parrot. Yeah, there is a microchip in the parrot. I've just read it here. And yeah, it is the same parrot. They scanned them and it's like, yeah, that's your parrot. It used to sound like this, bangers and mash. And now it sounds like this. Si, senor.
A little bit Mexican. Okay, well, hey, look, that's a story. No, it's a good, yeah. It's a good story. So any birdie keep your head up as a traveling
song? Well, I thought I'd go with the biggest Spanish pop artist in the world, and the fact that the parrot made his way back, he's a bit of a hero.
Ricky Martin.
Enrique Iglesias. I can be your hero, baby. Oh.
Big Breakfast.
Well, we're not going to play that.
Oh, God, no.
No, God, no.
We need a song to end the show. Something to just say adios, ciao, goodbye. And 0877-98-98-98 is exactly how you can do that. Send us in a song suggestion and we'll play it. Also say bring back Suze.
Yeah, I don't want to do that again.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Avicii on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast. It's a year this month that he died already.
And there's another album. The family have commissioned another album.
Yeah, so it's going to be going to his foundation June 6th. It's going to be called Tim because he had a whole lot of unfinished music and a whole lot of producers have finished it for him. And look forward to hearing it.
Cool. Cool. Give us a recap of your One More Tune story.
It was a parrot. It left its owner speaking in a British accent. All right, me muckers. And went to somewhere down in South America and came back with a Spanish, fluent Spanish accent. And there he is, little parrot speaking Spanish. So we needed a song.
Okay. We also need Suze to come back. Despacio, Justin Bieber, says Tracy. All right, maybe. I don't know.
Look why you still call it Despacio.
Yeah, I have to call it Despacio. Never change.
Despacio, do you want that on your bolognese there?
Was this Michelle says, hang on, lads. Obviously, Nelly Furtado. Yeah, but I don't know.
Nah.
It's not tickling my fancy.
Lisa and David in Dundrum have a song suggestion. They reckon, because of the movie Rio,
yeah.
Where the bird goes to, you know, Brazil.
One of those, Rio.
Rio, yeah.
Brazil, yeah.
And they want Sergio Mendes, Mascanada.
And we agree. We wholeheartedly support that.
Kitchen the summer vibes as well. I shouldn't really move like that. It's 98FM. It's One More Tune. FM's